And as we've been hearing, Cardinal Health has confirmed it will close its manufacturing plant in Tullamore in County Offaly with the loss of more than 300 jobs. The company confirmed to RTE this lunchtime that the plant, which makes cardiovascular devices, will close by March of 2026. Cardinal has been an employer in the town for four decades, and the IDA has said it's very disappointed by the decision. Aisling Dunn, who's the SIP2 representative at the factory, told reporters that the news was a big shock.
Not something that had been indicated in the last 6, 8, 12 months, so it's quite a shock. People are going away now to try and absorb and take in what they have been told. They're off work now for the next couple of days, but back to normal by normal time on Monday morning.
And what exactly have they been told?
So the site, unfortunately, the Cardinal Health have taken a decision due to the discontinuation of a number of products and the movement of other products to different sites across America and Thailand, that the this site here is going to close. It's going to close on a phased basis, looking at potentially the first phase in around of April 2025 and with a closure date for May, I think it is, of 2026. With regards to the numbers, we have 280 approximate members on this site. I think there's about 30, maybe 40 other members, non-union members, that are impacted by the closure. With regards to the deal, we have yet to go into consultation with the company, so we're not at liberty to discuss anything at this present moment in time. Our priority at the end of the day is to try and make every effort to ensure that every stone is unturned to see if there's any opportunity to save jobs, and as a worst case scenario, then is there an opportunity for another employer to come in on this site?
Aisling Dunn there of SIP2 talking to reporters a short time ago. We can talk now to Tony McCormack, who's the chair of Offaly County Council. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel, and thank you very much for having me on.
Not at all. What's your reaction to this news, which, as we've been hearing, seems to have come as something of a shock?
Yeah, well, I suppose, first of all, my thoughts today are with the employees as they ponder what their future may hold. Yesterday, they were told to put down tools at about 3 o'clock and go home. And the night shift was cancelled last night, so as everybody could be at that town hall meeting this morning at 10:30. And I suppose, you know, as I said, my thoughts are with them today as to ponder their future. The company, Cardinal Health, has operated under a couple of different names, but it's that plant has been open for over 40 years now. And it came to Ireland, I suppose, when we were in the middle of a recession, and there were well sought after jobs and good jobs. And the staff that are there, they always had a very loyal staff, and a lot of them are there for a long time. I was talking to employees who have been there 23, 24 and 30 years this morning. They've been a huge addition to the local economy as well. There are companies out there that provide many services to the site. They'll be looking at what's going to happen to them now going forward as well. I spoke to the Taoiseach as he got off a plane in Brussels yesterday evening, and I also spoke to Minister for Employment, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, through Barry Cowan. And the Taoiseach said to me that any of the government agencies that are needed to look after these employees, whether that be for upskilling or reskilling or anything else those employees need to be done to help them transition to new employment. We have a great community here in Offaly, and we always stick together. And in fact, I had a company contact with me this morning to say that they had 9 jobs available, and to pass on their information onto any of the employees that have mm-hmm. contacted me. And I will do that.
Yeah, 300 jobs, though. I mean, we're talking about a lot of jobs in one town. Are there many other similar employers in the area?
You know, this company would have been one of the biggest employers in the area, in Tullamore and in Offaly. We have other employers, obviously, through the, we have other FDI companies there that are alongside Cardinal Health that employ similar numbers of people. We have then the government agencies and the HSC, and I'm thinking of Department of Education, that also have sizable numbers of employees. We've indigenous industries like McDonnell Engineering. We also have Condren Concrete, Glenisk, Tullamore Dew, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Would these jobs, though, would they be comparable? Would they be similar jobs to the work that people have been doing in Cardinal?
Well, what we're hoping is going to happen at this stage is to work very closely with the IDA in order for the IDA to have somebody to come in and move into that plant very, very soon after the phase shutdown is over in March of 2026. The plant itself is a medical device plant. It has cleaning rooms in it. It'd be ideal for another medical device company to move in there. Across the road from it, you have Steris, who are the leading sterilisation company in the country. A company, medical device company looking to locate in Ireland would look at this plant and say, well, okay, we have the sterilisation across the road, so we produce the products, we'll the products across the road to be sterilised, and then we can ship them out anywhere in the world. So while we're losing these jobs today, I would be hopeful that the IDA will be able to fill that plant with another medical device company in the long term. In the short term, whatever needs to be done, whether it be upskilling or reskilling or whatever needs to be done for those employees to transition, the government won't be seen wanting with regard to that.
All right.
But the job market here in Offaly is quite buoyant at the moment. I would be hopeful that most of those people will get employed fairly quickly.
Well, fingers crossed that
fingers
is
crossed,
the case.
Yeah.
Tony McCormack, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.